Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here. I want to remind folks in Citrus County, there's going to be a land use meeting tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. And the address, 110 North Apopka Street in Inverness, 5 o'clock tomorrow, talking about some plans that people have to redesignate all kinds of strange little zoning things and people getting permission to do things with land in your area on your waterways. And if you have any interest in doing things with your own land, have been prevented from doing so in the past, you may want to get in on this kind of stuff. It's 5 p.m. tomorrow, 110 North Apopka Street in Inverness, for all you Citrus County folks interested in land use meetings. Something to think about. And, of course, before we went on the break, we were talking about this health care bill that everybody's concerned about. Oh, by the way, there was a big battle over the abortion issue. They want to make sure that abortion wasn't provided for. The original language in this, I'm going to go to this, and I mentioned this on the air. When the president of the United States says it does not provide for abortion, well, it doesn't provide for heart care either. It provides for nothing by terms, does it? Doesn't it? So by saying the truthful words, you can convey an untruth very deliberately. That's very neat. Now, again, not a slam on the president of the United States. This is just a person who specifically, publicly, was very careful to say it does not provide for abortion, does not provide for physician-assisted suicide. And I say, since I've read the thing, it also does not provide for cardiac care, dermatology. It does talk about some dental things when it talks, or, you know, but watch this. Surgery, it doesn't account for surgery at all. Watch what it accounts for. Watch this. Essential benefits package defined. In this division, the term essential benefit package means health benefits coverage consistent with standards adopted under Section 224, and I'll get there in a second, and financial security that provides for the payment of those items and services described in Section B in accordance with generally accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical or professional practice. See, it doesn't provide for cardiac care, does it? Or dermatology by word, by the express terms. It provides with generally accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical professional practice. Well, then it's by the eye of the beholder, isn't it? So it doesn't expressly provide for physician-assisted suicide. The problem is, folks, in accordance with generally accepted standards of medical or other appropriate clinical or professional practice, if you go to Oregon, you can now get the federal government to pay to kill you. Isn't that handy? Because in Oregon, physician-assisted suicide, they're celebrating death in Oregon. They have completely been inundated with the dimension of stupor within their minds. Evil Dr. Mai has taken control in Oregon. So it doesn't expressly say it provides for physician-assisted suicide, but it didn't provide for cardiac care either. So you can say something using true words to convey a lie. And that's kind of dangerous. I really don't like that. The problem is I have not heard anybody in the mainstream media when this has come up. Nobody's read from the health care bill. You've got millions of people tuning in and nobody's read from this portion of the health care bill that I read from. It was on the first version, the 1,200-page version. Now it's in the 2,000-page version. Hey, caller, thank you for calling the 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment? Okay, if you have no question or comment, please call back some other time. Spend some time thinking about it, and maybe we can share. But it does provide for abortion. Now, what happened is there was a whole lot of things that we're talking about recently. People were going to not vote for the passing of the bill unless there was an adoption of an amendment that would make it exclude abortions. Like, we don't want people to be forced to pay for somebody else's murder of their offspring. It's against the Bible. Not supposed to be offering your children to Molech. Now, what about an abortion pill? How about this? This is something that it provides for. The minimum services to be covered, this is that paragraph B that I referred to earlier. Hospitalization, outpatient hospital and outpatient clinic services, including emergency department services. That could be an abortion or physician-assisted suicide, as well as cardiac and dermatology. Professional services of physicians and other health professionals. Oh, so I think there's some people that do perform abortions, even though they're not physicians. It's kind of weird. But so any other physician or health professional, that can include physician-assisted suicide. How about this? Number five, prescription drugs. You can exercise in utero infanticide by the means of prescription drugs these days. So it is provided for in this bill. But nobody's reading the bill to you. You're going to get it here in this insane little corner of the world where we on the Liberty Works Radio Network are not going to let this stuff go by. We're not going to let you just get inundated with the Kool-Aid that's being fed to you. We can't tolerate this anymore, folks. We're doing our part to basically shine the light on what's going on. Let's bring some truth to our broadcasting. And you may disagree with it. But, of course, that's why we have the fairness doctrine of our own. We've got a toll-free number that we provide, 888-850-1872. So those of you with opposing views, as long as you're going to be peaceable about it, we can come on here and discuss it and have people listen on our dime, on our broadcasting dime. Listen to your views, 888-850-1872. Now, they say they got rid of abortion, but I'm going to read from the health care bill. Coverage under public health insurance option. The public health insurance option shall provide. Listen to what it shall provide. 4B. Let me go to shall provide. Abortions. The services described, are abortions for which expenditure of federal funds appropriated for Department of Health and Human Services is permitted. Based on the laws in effect as of the date that is 6 months before the beginning of the plan year involved. Well, guess what? In other words, this is totally ambiguous because right now the law can be changed from what it was when they passed this bill because this thing's not done yet. I mean, the vote that they had for this amendment, this is all changed. And by the way, the federal government is sponsoring in utero infanticide to this very day. They're allowing it in case of incest so we can kill the baby for the sin of the father and the mother. It's allowing it for abortion so we can kill the baby for the sin of the father. Okay, what did I say to abortion? I said rape, I'm sorry. They're allowing in utero infanticide for the case of rape, so they're killing the baby for the sin of the father. Constitutionally, you can go to the U.S. Constitution, and it talks about no corruption of blood. Corruption of blood is holding the generations accountable for the sins of the father, as an example. Biblically, it goes back to you shall not hold the sons accountable for the sins of the father. So this killing babies because of rape or incest, there's no authority in law to do so. It's murder. It's shedding of innocent blood. That's murder. So right now, the federal government is funding murder. If you're a participant in Social Security, your money is funding, based on this provision of the federal medical plans, if you're a participant, you're funding murder. Something to think about. Okay, so guess what? Coverage under public health insurance, a public health insurance option shall provide coverage for the services described in paragraph B, 4B. Well, I'm going to go to 4B. So it shall provide abortions for which the expenditure of federal funds appropriated for the Department of Health and Human Services is permitted. It's a, guys, what happened? Everybody had a big parade. I had somebody send an email to me saying, like, praise the Lord, The prohibition against abortion was approved. Was it? I just read the bill. Something's a little bit fishy. There is a place in here that says abortions for which public funding is prohibited. The services described in this paragraph are abortions for which expenditure of federal funds appropriated for the Department of Health and Human Services is not permitted based on the law that is in effect, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, look. Look what it says. In other words, if it's already prohibited for the use of federal funds, if it's already prohibited, it'll be prohibited. But if it's not prohibited, it won't be prohibited. And look what this is under the public health insurance option. So if you choose the public health insurance option, it shall provide for abortions. It's going to provide for it. Now, if you back up to one of the private options, so to speak, for the minimum package, well, guess what? There is, let's see this. Abortion coverage prohibited as part of minimum benefits package. The Health Benefits Advisory Committee may not recommend under Section 223B, and the Secretary may not adopt in standards under 224B the services described in paragraph 4A or 4B. In other words, those things that the federal government are currently killing people under the guise of incest and rape. Oh, it's not just incest or rape. It's now or the life of the mother. It's actually life or health protection of the mother. Can I tell you that's actually a broad definition, isn't it? What they're doing, they're currently now paying for, okay, well, yeah, it affects your health. You could very easily show that a pregnancy is affecting somebody's health. So it's pretty close to unlimited in utero infanticide right now, up to like 22 weeks gestation. The commissioner may not require such services for qualified health benefits plans to participate in the health insurance exchange. That's for the minimum benefits package. So in other words, the government is, the only thing in there is they're not forcing private insurance companies to provide for abortions. But they're certainly not prohibiting it. And under the public option, you and everybody in participating, even in the Social Security program to this date, will be funding the murder of innocent children. It's what's going on. That's not what we're hearing in the news. This has just gone right over the heads of those who really give a hoot. So I'm going to have to be checking this out. We're going to come back tomorrow. Oh, by the way, tomorrow we're going to interview Senator Fasano on his proposal to change the Florida Constitution on something that has to deal with the Public Service Commission. On Wednesday, we're going to come back. We're going to interview somebody who wants to put a Ten Commandments monument up in a place at a courthouse in Levy County. On Friday, we're going to be interviewing a guy who's got just some education, firsthand experience on what's really happening in Afghanistan. So we're going to have his name is Craig Hewlett. We're going to have some exciting interviews coming up both tomorrow and Wednesday and Friday. 3:20 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, we're going to have some superb interviews. So tomorrow, I want you to tell your friends to tune in here, because we're going to find out what Senator Mike Fasano's idea is about changing the Constitution. And I always say, danger, danger, danger. The time you start changing your fundamental law, it's something that should not be done in passion, flippantly. And Mr. Mike Fasano, I don't take as a flippant guy. This is just in general terms. That's why I think it's important to discuss it. So I'm going to do my homework on this issue. We're going to come back and hopefully have an exciting conversation with Senator Mike Fasano from the Florida 11th Senate District. Keep tuning in. Get my book for free that two callers in the last, somebody in each of the last two shows has called up, said, thank you for my book. Go to faithfreedoms.org and you can get that downloaded for free.